would have been my mind to just sit on my seat this morning and,
Lord, help me. I pray here.
And pray for the brethren and pray for the church, for the congregation. But I, as I sat there and that thought was crossing my mind, I remembered the last time I was here, I told a brethren to go ahead and tried to beg off and sat down in my seat and got a whipping for it right there in just a few seconds. Doesn't take the Lord long to get his instructions across to us.
Lord, help him, I pray, dear God.
But I don't know this morning how the case would be with me, but I hope the Lord would use me just for a few moments of time.
Take your time. Help
me. I never really knew too much about how frail these bodies are until recently. And I think it's good for us to...
Lord, help me, I pray.
None of us in nature want to be sick. You know, we want to feel well and be able to serve our loved ones and the brethren and that in our everyday walk of life.
Lord, blessing God.
We serve him every day. But sometimes he blesses us to worship him. But I've learned more recently that even the body is frail. We're only here for a short stay.
Lord, help
and
us, I pray, dear God, please.
No matter how healthy we are, how good we feel in body, that one day we're going to come down to the end of this life.
It's true. Lord, help us, Father.
And I hope this morning that if there be one in our midst today that doesn't know the Lord and a pardon and remission of your sins, that you would begin to take heed to what the brethren say and the sisters and what the book teaches us.
Lord, help him, I pray, dear God.
The old writer, one of them wrote and spoke, "You brethren and sisters, pray for me just for
Lord,
a few moments of time." But he spoke on the briefness of this life. And he said that your life, a man born a woman, is but a few days and full of trouble. And he said that compared our lives to a bubble on the water,
Lord, help him, I pray,
that appears for a little while and then it's gone. Talks about a vapor. Our life being as a vapor.
Lord, bless my brother. I pray, dear God.
I don't know this morning, brother. And when I got up, Brother Ronnie, in nature, but you know, I tell a brethren often anymore that the greatest thing about the Spirit of God to me now is that it brings love.
Yeah, Lord, help him, God.
Love for the brethren and sisters and for sinner men and women. You know, Jesus, I don't know where the Lord would lead my mind this morning. But you know, Jesus said one place it talked about being an old commandment. And another place he said, "I leave with you a new commandment, that you love one another." And I'm glad this morning for what we heard. This brother this morning, sometimes we need to just settle back and talk about some things. Brother Terry was blessed to do that this morning, to answer some questions that might be upon our minds. But you know, this morning I'm one that's thankful today that Jesus came down, that he left the portals of glory, Brother John, that he came down to this low ground of sorrow to give his life on Calvary's hill that he hung between the heavens and the earth. To make a way for poor lost sinner men and women, you know. He didn't come in one place. He talked about, I came to those that needed a physician. And we look around and those that are well, you know, they need not a physician, but those that are lost, ruined, and undone. And our hearts this morning goes out to all that may be lost yet in this life. But Jesus Christ, and you know, he didn't just make up his mind one day that I'm going down there to seek and to save that which was lost. Because it was prophesied, Brother Junior, a long time ago. The Bible says that he stood as a lamb slain but from the foundation of the world, and another place from before the foundation, before that he ever created man. He stood there as a Savior that would come one day, that he would come down and rescue his creation. This morning, and I'm so glad that he calls to men and women that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Almighty God this morning, you know, that he, I used to tell people as a youngster in the Lord that he put a device down in man, that he could communicate with them, brother, and he put a spirit according to the Bible. That he put a spirit down in man, brother, and a teaching spirit, that his spirit could visit, Brother Junior, teaching them what they are by nature and what they must be to become a child of the King. I'm glad today to be a child of the King. Brother, because as I said when I got up here this morning, I feel that the old body, brethren, no matter how well you might be this morning, but this old frail body, it's molding back, Brother Junior, as we speak here today, back to the dust from whence I came, but blessed be his high and holy name, Brother John, that we are members of his body this morning, just as the brother said, when he saved our souls right then, he gave ye, each one of you, a job to do, and that is to serve the body of Christ. All of you being members one of another and members of Jesus Christ, of this precious body this morning. And I'm so glad that he brought the kingdom. Brother John says, brother, and I've heard him say that he brought everything right down in to our lives, brother, and what he did. He put a knowledge when we were back there. I try to get back to it, Brother John. But as a sinner man, brother, and we back up just a little farther. We were babies born into this world, into a family, a natural family, brethren. As babies, we were part of God's kingdom. We were already part of it. No wonder the Bible says you must be born again, brethren. We were part of it as children, but then the commandment came. He was, Apostle Paul said that I was alive once without the law. Commandment came and I died, brethren. And at that point, I needed that Redeemer. that stood as the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. When I cried from the depths of my heart, Brother John, the very day that you cried out with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, from the depths of your heart, brother, and it can't take the praying from the head or from the mind. That doesn't move God. But when you pray from the heart, the sincere desires of the heart, brother, and God pays attention to.
Yes.
He said that His Word, the living Word, I like to remind the people that we've got this written Word here, but you could read it all the days of your life and die and go to hell. And I like to remind the brethren of the living Word. The living Word, brethren, the Bible tells us that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost is there in heaven, that these three are one, brethren.
Yes,
and this living Word that it came down to this low ground of sorrow, that, brethren, that living Word is nothing other than Jesus Christ. And that Word, brethren, the Bible teaches us that it's sharp, that it's quick, Brother Junior, and sharper than any two-edged sword. That Word, brethren, will divide the soul and the spirit, divide the joint from the marrow, Brother John. And once that happens, brethren, when that Word, when we cry it out unto Him, lost, ruined, and undone from the heart, and we were willing to give up this life of ours, the natural part, Brother Junior, I beg to Him to take this life of mine, but save my never dying soul. The very moment He was, that I was sincere from the heart, God knew it. And that was after a travail, brethren. God brought us down to that very point, to where that we were willing to give up our lives. And the very next one will have to come to that point. Repentance is something we can't do in the flesh. That worketh death, brethren. The repentance of the flesh, but the repentance, the godly sorrow that sets up down in the hearts of men and women, that'll work a repentance unto life, brethren. A repentance that needeth not to be ashamed of. But I'm glad that when we were born again, that the kingdom of heaven came right down into our lives.
There you go, Brother Paul.
You know, the kingdom, He said, is within you.
That's exactly right.
Think about that, brethren. He's hid that right down in the soul when He made us part of His resurrection after He was crucified on the cross and went into the grave 3 days and three nights. Jesus set Himself as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. So shall I be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. When He rose again, brethren, I'm telling you here today, that when we repented of our sins with that godly sorrow, and at the end of that, a babe was born. A kingdom of heaven came right down into our souls. The keeper moved in, brethren. There's no way that men and women can keep themselves.
No way.
Apostle Paul said that we said that you are saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He put it just right, didn't He, brother? And we can't keep ourselves, but He said, ye are kept by the power of God. You know, He never left faith out either, brethren.
Nobody.
We walk by faith today.
Yeah.
I walk by faith right through this life, and I go up back to repentance every once in a while. Not the same repentance from dead works. When my soul was dead, when I loved darkness rather than light, I don't go back to that point. But I go back to the point of my failures in this life and ask God to forgive me. I haven't done the way I should have. I haven't visited my brother and my sisters. I've even maybe had evil thoughts at times. Lord, forgive me. And He does that. I'm glad that He is the advocate with the Father. And He makes intercession for the saints. These brethren are getting ready to sing. And if there be one here that doesn't know Him and His Spirit begins to draw, I tell